JIS Radio presents highlights of the government's achievements during the first half of 2014.
The Ministry of National Security is relentlessly pursuing strategies aimed at reducing murders and other crimes. Measures to improve security include adding new members to the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF, merging the Island Special Constabulary Force with the JCF, acquiring new vehicles, and opening police posts in several communities. We start the ball rolling with a look at the achievements of the national security portfolio relating to crime reduction. There was a 9% decline in murders for the first 5 months of the year. The JCF Serious Crime Review for the January to May 2014 period also indicated that there was a reduction in all serious and violent crimes, including murder, rape, shooting, and aggravated assault, which fell by 11%. This when compared to the January to May period last year. Cumulatively, break-ins, larceny, and robbery dropped by 12.7%. Per-year larceny reports also fell from 112 in the first 5 months of 2013 to 99 in the corresponding period in 2014. Fatal shootings also declined from 89 in the January to May 2013 period to 57 for this year. To ensure continuous reductions, comprehensive programs are being developed for at-risk youth, tailored by job readiness levels.
The program will include classroom and workplace training, life skills, job preparation and placement services, remedial and formal education programs, among others. In the lower job readiness group, they will receive remedial education, particularly the literacy and numeracy skills, which will really allow them to participate in more advanced vocational training and secondary school. The intermediate job readiness group will receive services such as on-the-job training and work orientation.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. The merger of the Island Special Constabulary Force, the ISCF, and the JCF was a major feat that was accomplished during the first 6 months of the year. With the incorporation of the ISCF and the JCF, Jamaica now has a single police force. This has resulted in an increase in the number of police personnel engaged in frontline crime prevention and control. 195 new members were also added to the JCF, many of them possessing first degrees in various disciplines. Mobility is critical to effective policing, and since the start of the year, the police received a boost in this regard with the addition of 13 motorcycles and 2 pickup vans to its fleet. The motorcycles were deployed to the JCF's traffic division in Kingston, St. James, Manchester, Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, St. Anne, and St. Catherine, while the pickups have been designated for patrol along the north-south corridor of Highway 2000.
I'm happy that we have made this investment. I know they should last us a long time and improve the efficiency of the police traffic department.
The first 6 months of the year also saw the opening of new police posts in the Meadows of Irwin St. James, Lake Spen, and Helsher in St. Catherine.
We intend to increase the number of police posts throughout Jamaica by A, utilizing mobile or modified 40-foot container posts, B, repurposing existing public infrastructure at the request and agreement of communities, and we intend to increase this by encouraging large developers or developers of large subdivisions to build police posts within these divisions.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. Those were just some of the achievements of the National Security Ministry for the first half of the year.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.